following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County High School basketball, presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition, who encourage parents to talk to their children about the consequences of marijuana.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes. Keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time.
By Clay County Funeral Home, helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Macon Bank and Trust, your hometown community bank since 1919.
By Delhalla One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
The District 7A Championship game, a familiar place for Clay County. So familiar that head coach Matt Walker's team tonight makes its fifth consecutive appearance in the contest. And collectively, their seventh conference crown contest qualification during his nine-year tenure. Something else that's familiar is the opponent. For the third straight season, the Lady Bulldogs meet the Lady Bobcats. In 2023, Clay County captured gold. In 2024, Piggott County used a win to catapult themselves to a state title. Now in 2025, they meet again to determine which storied program will claim the top honors of the Tri-Lakes Conference. The talking's done. The time is now. Let's find out who wants it more.
Welcome to the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. An in-depth prelude to Lady Bulldog basketball brought to you by H&H owners Chris and Derek Hicks.
Fueled by their passion for parts, service, and the community, H&H is the name you can trust when it comes to finding the right automotive, marine, heavy-duty, agricultural, or equipment part to fit your needs.
Plus, they specialize in rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more. So besides getting you back on the road and back on the water, they can also get you back to work in no time.
And they provide it all with their community-driven customer service from a friendly and knowledgeable staff. So give H&H Auto and Equipment Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all of your parts needs.
Though H&H is the pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Subway, where owners Greg and Melissa Brandon invite Bulldog fans to come enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what they do.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements, with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Eco Panels of Tennessee, build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered right here at home in Hermitage Springs.
Young Country Cafe, serving country cooking at its finest on Salina's historic Courthouse Square.
Ollie's Place, look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Macon Bank and Trust, your hometown community bank since 1919.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainesboro, the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Salina Lumber Company, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
Copeland's Rural Supply, your local project partner every step of the way.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we'll recap Clay County's most recent games, preview tonight's girls matchup, and much more as we get ready for tip-off from Lady Bulldog Basketball, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
Folks, welcome in to the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show. Our 21st basketball broadcast of the 2025 season. For the second time this postseason, we're here at Livingston Academy, and this time it's for a conference crown. Soon I'll be joined by seven-time district champ Joe Sims. With me right now is a man who was on the call for the 2022 and 2023 Lady Dog District Championship wins. here on the Horizon Sports Network. Hopefully, he'll bring them good luck again tonight. He's Thomas Weaver.
Pretty sure you're there with me, Daniel, for those.
good times. Hopefully a third one that we're going to get to add tonight for Coach Walker and the ladies during his tenure.
Yes, sir, because there's a title on the line tonight, like you said, Daniel, and we're here for it. The District 7A Girls Championship between Clay County and Pickett County for the second season in a row, Daniel. And we're going to have to go old school again tonight with audio-only broadcast due to TSSAA mandates for the postseason. It's how we started, and it's going to be how we roll here at the District 7A tournament this year, Daniel.
Yeah, you know, I hate it for our fans. However, it's kind of nice. Like you said, we're used to it, and it's one less thing we have to worry about, you know.
No doubt, and it's going to be a title match tonight that we're looking forward to, but we wouldn't be here without our sponsors on the Horizon Sports Network. We can't thank each and every one of them enough for getting on board years ago and sticking with us throughout. And a special shout-out to this year's presenting sponsor, the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition, who's partnered with us to help spread their message to parents about the consequences of marijuana. And, of course, we always like to say the Horizon Sports Network is just an extension of the Dale Hollow Horizon newspaper, so we hope folks will pick up a copy this week for coverage of tonight's games. Actually, that won't be till next week. Up next, we'll talk about the Lady Dogs' big semifinal win over Clark Grange. So stay with us for more of the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show coming up next after these words from our sponsors.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Welcome back to the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show here on Girls Championship Night. And we're going to get a preview of what's inside the pages of this week's newspaper with our Dale Hollow Horizon recap segment. The story is going to talk about how the Lady Dogs downed the Lady Buffaloes a third time this season by a score of 61-53 as Halen Garrison led the way with 17 points. Ella Ease almost matched her with 16. And Baylor Walden added 12, Lacey Wicks 8, Natalie Smith 6, and Claire Kendall 2 in the huge victory. Clark Grange matched Clay County early and led by 1 with 2 minutes left in the first half when the Lady Dogs went on an 8-0 run to close out the second stanza, which gave them a 30-23 lead at the break. Clay County then extended it to as many as 12 in the third before the Lady Buffs came roaring back and cut it to 9 heading into the final frame. There, the Lady Dogs let Clark Grange back in it, but they finally gained control and went on to claim the 8-point victory, which was a big one for a lot of reasons, Daniel, including the fact we're here challenging for the District 7A title tonight. No doubt. Folks, that wraps up our recap segment, and we'll be right back with much more of the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show as we get ready for the District 7A Girls Championship between Clay County and Pickett County here on the Horizon Sports Network.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lake Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Folks, welcome back to the H&H on Equipment Parts pregame show. Time for us to take a look at the Ashok and Strong Girls 7A update. This thing got rolling back on Tuesday night when Gordons will beat Red Bull and Springs 59-35. That set us up for some weather-delayed action on Saturday. That included Pickett County beating Gordonsville 70-66 to get here into this title game. Clay County, of course, as Thomas just talked about, beat Clark Range 61-53 to get here into the title game. Coach Sims, that we left out of here, or I did at least, at the end of that first quarter. I think it was maybe tied 16-16 between Gordonsville and Pickett in that semifinal game. Gordonsville led by as much as 13 points at halftime, I think.
Yep.
Pickett roared back for the big 70-66 win, but they had to fight for it.
They did. That was really a good ball game. I thought Gordonsville was playing great. You know, Pickett was a little off the first half, but like you said, they was up 13 at halftime, and Pickett kind of flexed their muscles there the second half. Outscored them 13 in the third, but you know, it still stayed a game. You know, it was, they actually got out to 8 or 9, I guess, but Gordonsville cut it back to 4, I think. And, you know, I really thought Gordonsville might win tonight, but they just didn't play as good tonight against Clark Range as they did that game. Clark Range's press and trap that's hurt us some really tore them up the first half. They just turned it over and turned it over.
I know Thomas mentioned that same thing. And I think that semifinal between Pickett and Gordonsville, if nothing else, it gives Clay County fans a little bit of affirmation there that, hey, yeah, we went down to Gordonsville and lost, but look what Gordonsville's capable of doing when they play good. And that's kind of what we saw down there in the jungle that night. Of course, right here, Pickett County and Clay County, right before this, it was Clark Range 68, Gordonsville 48. We'll talk more about this contest coming up here in just a few minutes. Let's turn our eyes over to District 8 that we've got action coming up with. The title game in District 8 will be East Robertson versus Merrill Hyde. The consolation game, Knowledge Academies versus Joe Burns. So Clay and Pickett will match up in some form or fashion with Knowledge Academies and Joe Burns. Clark Range and Gordonsville will match up in some form or fashion with East Rob and Merrill Hyde.
Well, I think the only team down there that's got even a chance of winning is East Robertson. You know, I don't know what Gordonsville might could go down there and beat them. You know, they beat us 1 down there. We beat them 30 at our place. So I think that would be a really good game. East Robertson should win, be it on their court. You know, they got a good record and all that. But they hadn't played the competition that Gordonsville has in this district. I don't know what their non-district schedule's been. But I think that would be a good game. The other three will be total blowouts.
Yeah, I agree with that. Of course, you'd mentioned before, Coach Walker talked about East Rye being pretty good at home. Of course, those region quarter rounds will be satellite contests. We know that Pickett and Clay County will host. So after tonight, the next girls' action that we'll see will come in Salina at Joe Sims Gym. That'll be this coming Friday for a 7 o'clock tip is what it's scheduled for against either Knowledge Academies or Joe Burns. Now, in the strange event, it is possible that the boys and girls both could play Knowledge Academies. If that happened, they would talk about maybe doing a doubleheader if that came up to be, but no point in even speculating at this point. A lot of things got
to
happen.
They don't miss double A. They've allowed that to happen several times, so they're not going to make a team travel 2 days in a row when they get us all come and play at the same time. So if we did end up playing both boys and girls against the same team, I think that's what would take place.
It would make sense if that were to take place. But that's how we got to this big District 7A matchup that we're going to talk more about coming out of the other side of this break. That's been the Girls 7A Update brought to you by Ashog and Strong Insurance. Visit Mark Insigne today because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and he's got Clay County covered.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Heat pumps are ideal in southern climates. In the winter, they draw warmth from the air to keep you warm. In the summer, they remove heat from the air to keep you cool. And they do it all in the most energy efficient way possible. Even better, when it's installed by a quality network contractor, you'll be eligible for low interest financing with no money down. Call Tri-County Electric for all the exciting details of our no money down, low cost financing, heat pump financing program. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Go Bulldogs!
Fishing and boating at Del Hall Lake are some of the best you'll find anywhere. Clay County Chamber of Commerce invites local folks and out-of-town visitors to make plans now for a trip to Del Hall Lake. Not only is the lake home to the world record smallmouth bass, but it's one of the best houseboating lakes in the nation. For more details, you can contact the local chamber at 931-243-3338 or visit delhallalake.org.
Back here live on the Horizon Sports Network, it's time for Tipsy's Final Take, the last word before tip-off, brought to you by Ollie's Place, where we get Coach Sims' thoughts on this third matchup between Pickett County and Clay County. Back on January 10th, Pickett County rolled over the Lady Dogs 73-47. Then on January 28th, Coach, a whole different story. At the end of one quarter, Clay County led 11-5. It was tied up 14-14 at the half. Clay County trailed only by 1 point at the end of the third quarter, and then the last 8 minutes saw Pickett score 22 in the fourth, us only 11. We were close. How can we get closer than that?
Well, we just got to score more points, basically. You know, if we can hold them to 51, we just got to score more than that. I mean, I don't think you can – a team as talented as they are offensively, it'd be hard to hold them, you know, less than 50, I think. But we're – I think we've really improved our shooting here in the last little bit. We're just playing better. I thought Gordonsville was playing better too, but yeah, I think that's the key. You know, we got to play enough defense to kind of control them. Then we got to make some shots ourselves, which that sounds cliche, I guess, but that's basically what it comes down to.
Well, sometimes it's as simple as that, Coach Sims. This is a game that you won seven-time district champion yourself, 7-5 record overall. Pretty strong. We talked about it a lot. This is the toughest round of ball that comes to almost District 7A championship round. Coach Walker's got two of them. Just an honor to get to coach in this game, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like I was talking about the other night. You know, it's nice to play in the big games, you know, for the coach and for the players especially, you know. You know, they look back in 50 years and say, yeah, I played the district championship game, or I played in the region championship game, or I played the state tournament. You know, that should mean something.
That's right. Folks, that's been Tipsy's Final Take, sponsored by Ollie's Place. Look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul today. Time now for Gone Country Cafe to serve up your Lady Dogs starting lineups. We'll start off with Pickett County. They are the home team on the scoreboard, wearing those white home jerseys, yellow numerals on them, trimmed in black. They are the number one seed out of District 7A. 12-game win streak coming into this contest. 24-3 record overall on the season. Head coach Brent Smith, 18th season leading the Lady Bobcats, 30th season overall. Starting for Pickett County, senior number 14, Teddy Tompkins. Junior number 15, Kylie Wood. Junior number 30, Zoe Nicholas. Senior number 33, Emmy Lowe. And a junior number 45, Addie Lowe. Clay County Lady Bulldogs head coach Matt Walker, 9th season overall, 191 wins to 91 losses. 14-12 record this year, the number 2 seed out of District 7A. They ran a 6-game win streak into this contest. They have not lost since they lost to Pickett County in the regular season. Starting for Clay County, sophomore number 3, Natalie Smith. Sophomore number 11, Halen Garrison. Junior number 12, Banner Walden. Senior number 22, Lacey Wicks. And a junior number 24, junior number 24, Ella Eag. Starting lineup has been brought to you by Gone Country Cafe, family-owned and operated by Steve and Cassandra Cornell. Gone Country serves country cooking at its finest with breakfast all day, weekday specials till 2 p.m., new extended hours Monday nights, and their famous Friday night catfish. Have you gone country lately? Talking's done, guys. Time to get it on.
Yeah, no doubt. Going to be a good one here tonight. Unfortunately, audio-only broadcast as we train the camera on the scoreboard. But Daniel Strong, the voice of the Bulldogs, is here to drive it all for you.
Wicks can train the control, the opening tip. It was taken back away immediately by Pickett County. Their first turnover of the contest for the Lady Dogs, and Zoe Nicholas gets the first bucket off right block. Wicks with it, crosses the timeline, kicks the Garrison. Garrison three-pointer left side. It gets hung between the backboard and the rim. So
well,
Pickett County ball.
We had a 3-on-1, but, I mean, that's a good shot. You know, we might have got a layup, but she had a really, really good look.
That right there is when I sit and watch them play against Kingston up in Harriman after we played Meigs. And what we just saw is what they did to them that whole quarter. They would get them sped up across the timeline, and Kingston would not slow down once they got in the front court.
Well, I used to tell my team, I said, you know, the best way to get yourself out of the game is run down there and throw up a quick shot and miss it.
Right.
You know, you do it about 5 times and you're down about 10 to nothing.
That's right. And we can't do that. Of course, right now, 2 to nothing. 7:35 and ticking. I'll say that a lot, time and score, even though you folks who are looking at the screen can see that. Some folks may not be watching the feed, may be listening only. Zoe Nicholas, hot, hits a three-pointer right wing, 5-0. The junior Nicholas with all of them. If I'm not mistaken, last year as a sophomore, was she not the MVP of District 7A?
She was.
The first team member this year. Her teammate, Emmy Lowe, the senior, was the MVP this year. Banner Walden, a rebound and a putback off of Garrison. Missed three-pointer. Walden gets the first bucket on the board.
Nice shot.
5-2, Baylor, that left-handed hook shot in the lane. Rebound on the other end now, Eads. It was Pickett County who played fast. Coach Sims, Pickett County likes the fast tempo, don't they?
Oh, yeah, yeah, they want a running gun.
Natalie Smith, sophomore point guard. Out top, works against the low, uses the Walden screen. Natalie to the right elbow, picks up the dribble, gives the classmate Helen Garrison. Garrison hands back to Smith. Smith to Wicks. Wicks top of the key to Walden. Shot fake and a drive, gives off to Eads. Ella shot fake and a drive to the free throw line. She's defended by Nicholas, two outstanding juniors there. Lacey Wiggs firing a three-pointer, no good. Nice rebound on the inside. Natalie Smith boxing out. Gets it up to Garrison. Her three, good. We're tied up 5-5.
Good.
Natalie Smith making that happen with the hard work on the offensive rebound. The assist outside to Garrison, who knocked it down. 6-minute mark of the first quarter. Zoe Nicholas on the inside. Her shot no good. Picked up by Lacey Wicks. Lacey here, one-on-one against Emmy Lowe, into the paint, to the hoop, off the glass, it's good. Lacey Wicks puts Clay County in front, 7-5. Pickett County now full court past the Nicholas. We're tied up 7-7. What an atmosphere here at Livingston Academy. Natalie Smith on the inbound, defended by Nicholas, presses ahead to Lacey Wicks, who is set up at the free throw line. Now we've got Ella Eads with it, working to the block. Picks up the dribble, shot blocked by Kelly Tompkins. Emmy Lowe transition pass to Nicholas. She steps on the baseline, no whistles blow, but she throws it away to Ella Eads, who puts on the brakes. Coach Sims, the junior guard, wants to slow it down a little.
Yeah, we need to, I think.
Yeah, you don't see a frantic pace like this many times in the girls' District 7A championship. Both teams just fired up, Daniel.
Walden, three ball, misses it all, and it goes out of bounds. Pickett takes back over 7-7, Thomas. 5:06 mark of the first quarter, and it's been a fun one so far. Only about 2 minutes and 55 seconds into it.
Yeah, if this is any indication about what this game's going to be, Daniel, we're going to be wore out when it's over.
Good thing we're calling just one tonight. Here we go.
Yeah.
Turnover for Pickett. Lacey Wicks comes up with a steal. Passes out to E. Here we go. We got a 4-on-1. What's going to happen? Bounce pass to Walden. Walden shut up right side. No good. Knocked out of bounds.
You got lucky there.
By the junior, Tiny Wood. So Clay County maintains possession. Coach Walker in his ninth season, seventh district title appearance for him. He's won two of them so far, 2-4 record in this round coming into this one. Garrison works it in from the baseline to Wicks. Wicks back to Garrison, who's defended by the junior, Tyler Wood. Outside to Eads, three ball right wing. Yeah! Knocked it down. A beauty of a shot by the talented L.E. Zoe Nicholas now works against Smith. Dumps off to Tompkins. Tompkins shot good left side. Clay County in front by 1. 10-9. Natalie Smith passes ahead to Eads. She's fouled hard by Kaylee Tompkins, and they call it. Couldn't ask for a, well, I mean, you could ask for a better start. It could be 10-9 instead of 10-9, but a great start for Clay County.
Yeah, it is, and we're handling their press. You know, pretty good. We're getting good numbers of that when we get across center line.
What's impressive to me, Clay County matching Pickett County's intensity here early.
No doubt. And maybe even going beyond it just a little bit. Walden out top looks over to Coach Walker. Better going to kick to Claire Kendall, who's checked in. Kendall to Garrison. Garrison drives to the block, loses the handle. It was stripped by Andy Lowe. Picked up by Wood. Wood to Nicholas. Nicholas jumps off in the lane. Shot up and good, and she's fouled. Zoe Nicholas, Coach, you talked about her pregame. She's physically grown. She's also grown as a player.
Yeah, she's not going to give it up, but she's got half a lane to the basket. You know, she's going to take it in there and shoot it.
Guys, halfway through this first quarter, she's shooting for double figures.
Crazy. And gets it there, 12-10. After she completes the three-point play, Eads on the inbound, presses ahead to Garrison. Garrison, deep three left side. Absolutely. Haylen Garrison, her second triple. She has shot well so far in this district tournament, and she's starting off hot in this one. Clay County in front, 13-12. An answer, though. It's Tommy Wood who knocks down the three-pointer left side. Take it back in front, 15-13. Just as good a quality of girls' basketball as you'll see in this state anywhere right now at this point in time. Eads on the inside. Early up good. Both teams scoring it well.
Yeah, that's good. Well, good for us.
15-15. High scoring opening to this one. 3:20 mark of the first quarter. Everybody getting their money's worth so far. Kaylee Tompkins, three ball right side. Air balls at Helen Garrison, the rebound. Garrison now pressing ahead. Works against Wood across the timeline. Top of the key to the elbow. Gives to Eads. They're going to circle back out and reset things. Coach Walker calls the play. 3 minutes left in the quarter. Garrison, deep three, top of the key. Misses off the left side. Rebounded by Walden. It was knocked out of bounds at the last minute. But Pickett County going to maintain possession. 15-15. Coach Smith and Coach Walker both up early in this one. How could you see it if you're on the sideline?
Yeah, nearly impossible for sure at the pace this one is going. As Pickett County, for the first time in this contest, I think, sets up half-court offense.
Yeah, it's been running gun the whole time. It's Amy Lowe, District 7 MVP, inside pass to sister Addie. Her baseline fadeaway, no good. Goes out of bounds off of Lacey Wicks, and Pickett County maintains possession. Clay County 14-12 on the year. Pickett County 24-3. Lacey Wicks blocks the shot of Zoe Nicholas.
That didn't work as like she wanted it to. She threw it off her butt and then picked it up. Thought she'd get it easy too, but not so.
Finally, the Clay County student section is filled in off to our right. I was kind of worried there. Looks like only Pickett County was going to have a contingency, but both of them even down there now. Just like these teams are on the court. Once again, Lacey Wicks knocks it out of bounds. Wicks, the defensive MVP of District 7, had to share those honors with Pickett County's Emmy Lowe. Anything you get to share with her in terms of accolades, Thomas, not an insult there. Both of them great players.
Yeah, no doubt. Co-MVPs on the defensive side, and then, of course, like you said, Lowe, the MVP this year, Nicholas, last season, talked to Coach Brent Smith about that. You know, he feels like he's got two of the best guards in Class A, and I think he does, Daniel, as Emmy Lowe finishes.
Technical foul being assessed. Now, Emmy Lowe hit a bucket. Coach, did you see the technical?
I didn't really see what she did. She did some kind of hot dogging, though.
Now, we saw
she made a gesture with her hand.
Okay. So, some hand gestures there.
You know, we saw this call against Eloise. It was on a three in the last game,
guys. I think this was a little more taunting than what Ella did, though.
Yeah.
Ella didn't really mean anything.
Right.
I guarantee you she meant something.
Yeah, it definitely. And that's what we said the other night. If it's not directed at an opposing player, probably shouldn't be a technical.
Well,
Eloise at the line shooting these technical free throws, knocks them both down. 75% free throw shooter on the season, and that does not come from a small sampling size. He's had hit 74 of 100 coming into tonight, so 74% free throw shooter.
Yeah, Emmy Lowe and Ella Eads going at it with Eads guarding Lowe on this end, and you know, Lowe got the step on her, and she came at her with a little energy afterwards.
Well, bring it on, because as you were saying, Brent Smith thought he had two of the best guards in the state. Guess what? Clay Kenny's got one, too, in the form of Ella Eads. Haylen Garrison inside drive. She's fouled. Garrison going to go to the line.
Be a four-point trip for us.
Garrison at the line, 50% free throw shooter. 10 of 20 made on the season. That bounces out. Garrison shooting 35% from three-point. 67 of 190 made. I was looking up some stuff on her the other day. As far as the listings I've got, only three times a sophomore has recorded 50 or more made three-pointers in their sophomore season. Those being Tia Burchett back in 92 and Taylor Strong in, I guess that would have been 2017. So pretty good company there.
Yeah, it sure is.
And that was a sophomore season, 50 or more made three-pointers. Garrison with 67 entering this contest. Zoe Nicholas on the inbound for Pickett County. Misses that three-pointer. Wicks, the rebound. Lacey cleaning the boards like she always does. Thomas tied up here. 17-17, minute and a half left in the opening quarter. Garrison, shot faking the drive. Gets past Addie Lowe. Leaves her in her tracks and gets the bucket from left block. Made Addie Lowe look bad on that one. And that's a hard thing to do. Addie just as talented a player as her older sister, Emmy. Nicholas, baseline drive, shot good. Word nodded up, 19-19. Coach, it's just back and forth, swapping punches. Garrison left side loses the handle. The sophomore can't hang on. And a turnover, only about the second, maybe third turnover of the quarter for Clay County.
Yeah, it's been pretty clean.
Looking at these prior contests, Clay County 15 turnovers the first time the team's met. And only 13 turnovers the second time, so they played pretty clean against Pickett this year. Emmy Lowe with it. 45 seconds left. Works against Ella Eads. What a matchup. You mentioned it earlier, Thomas. We see another installation here. Lowe to the hole. Shot blocked by Wicks. Got it on rebound. Put back good, though. Emmy Lowe gets the bucket. 21-19. Pickett in front. 30 seconds left, first quarter. Natalie Smith across the timeline. Works against the younger Wood. Shot up on left side, no good. Lacey Wicks tries to get the rebound, wrestled away, maybe low. Allie passes ahead to the older Wood. It's collected by Ella Eads, who gets the Walden. Walden to Wicks, Wicks to Smith. Thomas is slow now. Smith going to drive into the paint, kicks out to Garrison. Three ball right side. Yeah! What a shot! Third triple of the quarter by sophomore Haylen Garrison. Clay County with a lead for the moment. 5 seconds on this first quarter clock. Emmy Lowe, shot fake, drives inside. Shot at the buzzer. It's good. What a first quarter. Just a display by both of these squads of outstanding offense. 23-22. Pickett County with a one-point lead after the first quarter ends. District 7A title game, and it's a doozy.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Welcome back to a high-octane District 7A Girls Championship game where Clay County trails Pickett County by one, 23-22. And here's your Lady Dog scoring summary brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply. Halen Garrison, three threes and 11 first-quarter points to lead Clay County. Baylor Walden has two, Ella Eads with seven, and Lacey Wicks two. Zoe Nicholas, a cool dozen in the first quarter for Pickett County. Emmy Lowe was six, Katie Tompkins two, and Kylie Wood three. This Lady Dog scoring summary has been brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply, providing essential home and farm needs in Salina, Tennessee. For the better part of two decades, Copeland's has become a cornerstone of the community home builders and DIYers can trust. Copeland's Rural Supply, your local project partner every step of the way. Daniel, two trips, no points?
Yeah, it's a change. Now, remember, last time these teams met, as Garrison shot his block, Matty Lowe, last time these teams met, Clay County, a three-point second quarter. We cannot do that here tonight. Joey Nicholas gets the first bucket here. 7:15 mark. Pick it up by three here in this second quarter. Sophomore Natalie Smith with it. Works against the junior, Zoe Nicholas. Baker Wallen sets the screen. Smith now drives against Wood. Kicks out to Eads. Eads, three by left wing. No good. Rebound, Wood. Pickett County now with it. Nicholas, pass to Lowe. She can't handle it. Goes out of bounds. A turnover for the Lady Bobcats, defending single-A state champions, of course. 24-3 record on the year. Their only loss is 4-point loss to Smith County. 4-point loss to Morristown East. And a 5-point loss to Cookeville. So not a bad loss there. Halen Garrison with a hand in the face rattles it in. Her fourth triple of the game, Coach.
Man, that's great. Yeah, you have that big game. Well, I think two of those teams are 4A and one is 2A. So they haven't lost any single-A teams.
Addie Lowe now with it. Left side has it knocked away by Natalie Smith. Great defense, and actually it was touched last by Addie Lowe, so Clay County going to get the ball.
And that Garrison 3 ties it at 25. What a response from Clay County. Every time they get down, largest lead of this ball game, guys, has been 5, and that was because Pickett County scored the first 5.
Right, 5-0 to open the game. Ever since then, back and forth battle. Smith to Garrison. Garrison, a heat check here. Guess what?
Man.
Drains it. Fifth three-pointer this first half. She ties a single-game record against Pickett County with 5 made three-pointers. A lot of Lady Dogs have done that. As we get a bucket off right block from Emma Tompkins, Ashley Turner, Taylor Strong, Glenda Scott, Katie Kerr, and Michelle Chambers, all with 5 made three-pointers against Pickett. Nobody's hit more than 5. We'll have to see if Garrison can get a 6th in this one. Is that an easy call for a foul trying to get an over-the-back rebound against Timmy Lowe off a Natalie Smith missed three-pointer. First foul of the contest for Eads.
Garrison up to 17 points already in this one, guys. And, you know, these threes aren't coming just on standstill set shots. They're being challenged and coming off the bounce a lot of times.
Emma Tompkins is heating up. She adds another three.
Yeah, I didn't know if both the girls for Pickett could score much after the Lowe's and Nicholson, but I guess they can.
Garrison floater in the paint, no good, fighting for her own rebound. Yeah, it's curious to see, Coach. You know, you sometimes don't know. Kaylee Wood had a huge game one night, and now we see the younger Tompkins as a three-pointer knocked down by Zoe Nicholas. Talk about biggest leads of the game. We've matched it here. Pickett County back in front by 5. 33-28, timeout taken. 5:08 mark, second quarter.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to the District 7A Girls Championship between Clay County and Pickett County. Lady Dogs trail the Lady Bobcats 33-28, 5:08 left here in the first half. Of course, this audio only broadcast being presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition, who reminds parents to talk to their children about the consequences of marijuana. Lady Bobcats on a quick 8-0 run, Daniel, to take this five-point lead.
33-28, Natalie Smith works to the elbow, spins into the paint, shot off the left side, no good. Rebound, Addie Lowe. Pass ahead quickly, the younger Tompkins, her shot no good off the glass. Andy Lowe trying to rebound it, it goes out of bounds last off of Garrison. And it's going to be Pickett County inbounding off to our left. Pickett County working in this hoop to our left during the first half of play. I had failed to say that, apologize for that. Clay County shooting at the hoop to our right. We're sitting on top of the Visiting Bleachers here at Durwood Bond Memorial Gymnasium. Pickett County on the inbound. Addie Lowe left side defended by Natalie Smith. Gives off to Nicholas. Nicholas defended by Garrison. Nicholas drives, steps back, kicks the low. Emmy Lowe now with it, giving back to Nicholas. Of course, Callie Reeder transferred away from this team midseason. Went to Cookeville High School. And we questioned how they would survive without her because that's how great a player she is. Well, they have survived pretty good.
Yeah, doing all right.
Ella Eads, three by left side, no good. Rebound Garrison in the paint, put it on the ground, and it was taken away by Addie Lowe. Hard to dribble in the paint in there with all those hands around. Halfway through this second quarter, Addie Lowe hits her first three-pointer. Knocks it down, 36-28. Coach Sims, only an eight-point game, but you can't go down to the Lady Bobcats much.
No, you get down. It's, well, we need to, you know, get some stops and score some points here. We can't get down 10 or 15.
Because they have shown the ability to score the way they're scoring throughout a whole contest.
Yeah.
Now, Clay County at this point in the season, not the way we've been doing it. We played great of late, but we've not had a ton of 20-point quarters this season.
We've had a bunch of threes. I mean, Pickett's been able to take the ball inside a lot. It's hard to survive just shooting threes the whole game, you know.
Right.
You just can't hardly do it.
Natalie Smith hits one of two at the free throw line, makes it a seven-point game. 36-29 on the floor for Clay County. Lacey Wiggs, Baker Walden, Claire Kendall, Halen Garrison, and Ella Eads. Smith getting a breather here. Addie Lowe works against Walden, dribbles into the paint, kicks outside to sister Emmy. Emmy now top of the key, hands back to Addie. 3:35 left, Thomas, in this second quarter. Pickett County a seven-point lead and looking for another bucket methodically here.
Yeah, the Natalie Smith free throw stopped the run at 11 with Emmy Lowe. Drains another mid-range.
Jumper from left elbow. Makes it 38-29. Claire Kendall with it. Right side, loses the handle. It goes out of bounds. That wasn't just a mistake of ball handling. It was not free by Zoe Nicholas, so a deflected steal, essentially, even though it went out of bounds. Emmy Lowe with it. Kicks to sister Addie. Addie out top defending by Walden. 3:05 left in this second quarter. 38-29. 9 points the difference here. Nicholas with it. Works against Garrison. Garrison takes away from her. And she's pressed by Nicholas. What a great job by the sophomore. Took it away from one of the best players in the state and then was fouled by her out of frustration.
Yeah, and she's been in her britches since the start of this, not just playing offense, coach, but in playing defense, too.
Yeah.
It's just hard to stop Nicholas.
Well.
Garrison on the inbound, comes across the timeline, drives to the free throw line, kicks it out to Wicks. Wicks to Eads. Elliott, right wing, kicks back to Halen, top of the key, 8 feet back. Defended by Tompkins, the younger of the two. Garrison uses a screen, kicks the Eads, 2:35 left in this second quarter. Ball knocked out of bounds by Pickett. Clay Kenny's going to inbound from the baseline. Have to see what Coach Walker draws up on the inbound play. He calls in the instructions. Good time to get a set shot here for somebody, perhaps. Garrison to inbound, the other four across the baseline.
Teams playing man on inbounds. I always try to set screens and go inside.
Garrison going to work it in out top to Walden. Walden defended by Wood. Hands off to Eads. Eads defended now by Wood, who is switched off. 2:25. Thomas wants to see an isolated drive from the junior guard. Eads uses the Walden screen, works right. She's defended by the younger Thompson. She drives. Layup left side, no good, but she's fouled.
Chance to get a couple points.
I need to learn these Tompkins girls' names. Kaylee's the senior. Emma the sophomore. Okay.
You know, Coach Sims, you talked about, besides the three-pointer, what's our offense? I think that's it. The isolation with LAE,
Pretty much, for sure. You know, they're so big, it's really hard to post anybody up against them, so it's five out. And look for an open three or beat somebody off the dribble.
Yeah, just looking right now, seeing Lacey Wicks lined up between Emmy Lowe and Zoe Nicholas, they're both taller than she is.
Oh, yeah.
And even a little bit more. So,
they're kind of like us. They really don't have any post players, but they're just bigger than us, you know, all across the board.
38-31.
They're about the same stuff we are. They got five out, and they'll post up somebody every once in a while, but they're just looking to shoot threes.
Ella Eads hit both of her free throws, but now we see a three-pointer hit by Kylie Wood. Puts Pickett up by 10, their biggest lead in the contest, 41-31. Clay County 9 points only in this second quarter so far after having a 22-point first quarter. Garrison firing a three ball, no good. Rebound Zoe Nicholas, she's fouled. Clark Kendall going to be called for the foul. So after having an early five made three-pointers, Garrison has been called from there.
That was kind of a reach there. She really didn't have her feet set, didn't have a really good look at the basket.
No Lady Dog has hit from outside in the quarter, I don't guess, had
he? Well, Garrison opened it with back-to-back threes, Daniel, and then it's just been three free throws since then.
Emma Tompkins, baseline drive, loses the handle, loose ball scrum. Got to be controlled by Pickett, but a timeout taken by Coach Smith. We'll stay on air here, take the opportunity to talk about the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition in this 30-second timeout.
Yeah, the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition, of course, partnering with the Horizon Sports Network as our presenting sponsor this year, and they encourage parents to talk to their children about the consequences of marijuana, and they offer this message to help them do so. They say parents should be clear on their stance and show they disapprove of marijuana use. They should let your children know you care and you're there to talk whenever needed. Build your child's skills and strategies for avoiding marijuana use and be a good source of information for your child. For that information, you can go online at samhsa.gov/marijuana. Of course, the project's funded under a grant contract with the State of Tennessee Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services, Daniel.
Pickett Kennedy on the inbound. Tompkins with it. Inside to Addie Lowe. Outside to Nicholas. Three-pointer good. Zoe Nicholas draining it there from right wing. 13 points now by Pickett, 44-31. Clay County just needing a bucket here. Clea Crawford going to try her hand at a three. She hit several at Jellicoe the other night. That one misses off the right side of the rim, goes out of bounds.
This game's not really going like we wanted. I said, you know, if we could hold them in 50 or, you know, where they've already got 44. You know, it's going to be, if they really go cold, it's going to be an uphill battle for us.
Of course, alluding to that 51-39 score of the last time we played, held them to 51 and almost that and a half.
You know, I mean, like I said, we're playing a lot better offensively too, but.
Addie Lowe knocking down a three. Clay County may have went cold here late in the second, but Pickett, if anything, is heated up from outside. Garrison now pressing the issue, drives to the block, kicks out to Eads now, and three-point response by Ella Eads. 47-34, 13 points the difference, and Emmy Lowe going to walk it down, play for the last shot in this first half. Pickett County, just a lot of high-scoring affairs this year. They scored 95 against Gordonsville to cap off the regular season. In the end, almost, you know, they beat Gordonsville by 50, 95-44, and then Gordonsville almost beat them in the semifinal here Saturday. Tompkins, baseline drive, 5 seconds on the clock, shot blocked by Eads, and the buzzer's going to sound here. Ella does not get off a desperation three. First half is over here in the District 7A Championship game, a high-scoring contest between Clay County and Pickett County. The Lady Bobcats 47 at the break, the Lady Bulldogs 34.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Lady Bulldog basketball from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chapman for over two decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call little Robert. He'll mend it.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
With the Citizens Bank mobile app at Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off, and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Open up an account today to take control and protect your money with the Citizens Bank mobile app at Bank of Salina. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Across our communities, Macon Bank and Trust Company is here for you. We stand firm behind your investments, and we continue to be a strong supporter of our local schools. Macon Bank and Trust Company, a proud sponsor of our youth athletes, your hometown community bank since 1919. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Wondering what the Chamber can do for you? The Clay County Chamber of Commerce is the best business partner you can have. Offering the lowest dues in the region starting at $50 a year, the local Chamber has the resources to get the word out about your business. From print advertising in local regional publications to digital promotion on social media and beyond, the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is your source for letting people know what you have to offer. And 100% of all chamber dues goes to advertising for members. So become a member today and take advantage of the endless opportunities offered by the Clay County Chamber of Commerce.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to Livingston Academy for the District 7A Girls Championship. We're at halftime. Clay County trails Piggott County by 13, 47-34. And this is the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, where it's time for your first half breakdown, brought to you by Macon Bank and Trust. The first 8 minutes of this ball game was about as good as it gets, as Clay County and Piggott County were going back and forth, and it resulted in a one-point ball game at the end of the first, with the Lady Bobcats leading the Lady Dogs 23-22. Haylen Garrison kept pace with Piggott County early in this one as she hit back-to-back threes, or early in the second quarter. She hit back-to-back threes to put Clay County up by three at 28-25, and then Piggott County ripped off an 11-0 run to go up by eight, and then they extended it to double digits and closed out the first half by outscoring Clay County 24-12 in the second quarter to claim this 13-point lead at 47-34. For Clay County, Garrison leading the way. She knocked down five threes in the first half and also another bucket for 17 first-half points. Ella Eads right behind her with a cool dozen, 12 points. She also has two threes. Lacey Wicks, two. Baylor Walden, two. And Natalie Smith, 1 point for the Lady Dogs. For Piggott County, it's all about Zoe Nicholas, last year's District 7A MVP. She's got 20 here at the break, 12 of those coming in the first quarter, a total of 3 three-pointers for her. Emmy Lowe, this year's District 7A MVP, 8 first-half points. Addie Lowe, her sister, 2 big threes in that second quarter push for a total of 6. Kylie Wood also with 2 bombs for 6 points. Katie Tompkins has 2, and Emma Tompkins, 5 for the Lady Bobcats. Who lead the Lady Dogs here in the Girls District 7A Championship game, 47-34. Stay with us for more of the Papa Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, including the Subway Trivia Challenge, coming up next.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for levelized billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about levelized billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Welcome back to the Papa Girl Bunny Shop Halftime Show, Clay County. 34, Pickett County, 47, 13-point game here at the half. 2 minutes left before the third quarter starts. That means it's time for the Subway Trivia Challenge. Brought to you by local owners Greg and Melissa Brandon, who invite Bulldog fans to come and enjoy their favorite sandwiches because fresh is what they do. The winner will receive through the mail a Horizon Sports Network sticker and a certificate for a free 6-cent Subway sandwich of their choosing at the Salina Subway location. Please text your answers to the Horizon Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. Remember to include your name along with your answer. Here is tonight's trivia challenge question. Tonight, Coach Matt Walker is trying to lead the Lady Dogs to their third district title in 7 tries under his tutelage. He first secured the conference crown in the 2022 season against Red Bull and Springs with a 47-39 victory. In that game, what player led the Lady Dogs in scoring with 14 and in rebounds with 7? We'll read that one more time. Tonight, Coach Walker's trying to lead the Lady Dogs to their third district title in 7 tries under his tutelage. He first secured the conference crown in the 2022 season against Red Bull and Springs with a 47-39 victory. In that game, one player led the Lady Dogs in scoring. She had 14, and she also led in rebounds with 7. If you think you know that answer, please send in your guesses to the Rising Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. We've had a change here at the Mobile Twin Lakes broadcast table. At the half, Joe Sims got a long road trip coming up in the morning. He went ahead and headed home. Going to listen to the rest of the second half. He was proud of his Lady Dogs and how they had played in the first half. But he asked Horizon Sports Network staple Doug Strong to sit in and call the rest of this girls' contest. Doug, good to have you with us.
Good to be here. Hey, Joe had to leave, but I think he said he was actually going on towards North Carolina tonight.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
to
go ahead and start.
Be in the morning. So
Team switch ends of the court here. Pickett County working the hoop to our right during this second half of play. Clay County shoot the hoop to our left. Timmy Lowe with an inside move, working against Steed. Shot no good. Rebound, though, by Zoe Nicholas. Put back good. Zoe Nicholas having a whale of a contest here in the District 7-8 game.
Playing well.
Just so good. So good is Nicholas. Inside, outside player. Good ball handler. Just no weaknesses for Nicholas. Better Walden with it now. Right wing gives to Garrison. Garrison working against Kaylee Tompkins. Alicia Burns sends in the guess of Rachel Copas. Copas already graduated and gone, I think, in that 22 season. Katie Arms being guessed. Incorrect on both of those. John Weaver, Jeopardy style, he says, who is Hallie Buford? Incorrect. Incorrect on that. So keep those guesses coming. Of course, that was a great win against Red Bull, and turned around and lost to them over at East Rob in the region title game. Boy, that one hurt. Claire Fleming's senior campaign for the Red Lady Dawgs. Halen Garrison, three-pointer, top of the key, in and out, no good. Rebound, Addie Lowe, jump ball going to be called here.
Ooh, no, you got a foul.
Kenzie Arms being guessed behind the bowls. Now, Kenzie was graduated 2019, 17, 18, 19. Yeah, I think that's right. 2019, Kenzie's senior year, perhaps. 2020 was her COVID year. Mason Sharp and Jake Ashlock were seniors for the boys. Kenzie was already graduated, though, in 22. So incorrect, Hannah, on that. Addie Lowe, right wing, 6:45 mark. Neither team scoring. Actually, Pickett has. It's 49-34. Bradley Burchett being guessed. Incorrect. Linda Strong with that guess. Natalie Smith, the rebound. Clay County needing some points here to come back in this thing. Natalie Smith trying to do it from left block. No good on the shot. Touch last by Pickett County. Timmy Lowe. So Clay County going to inbound from our baseline. Guys just need some momentum here. Kind of have been flat since the early moments of the second quarter. Have the Lady Dawgs.
Yeah, and nothing does that better than a shot to go through the hoop, Doug.
Yeah, you need to see one go in right now. That gets you kind of some rhythm going. The good thing is, Pickett ain't made a lot of shots coming out of that break, so you need to take a little advantage of that.
Abby Head being guessed is an answer. Boy, it's a great guess, an outstanding player, but incorrect. Still looking for who they had, the Lady Dawgs, in points and rebounding in the 2022 District Championship game. 6:05 mark of this District 7A Championship game. Ella Eads with it, extended wing left side. 15 points the difference, 49-34. Ella Eads, three-pointer, top of the key, no good. Rebound, Addie Lowe. Addie going to give to sister Amy. We've got a correct answer on the hotline. Simultaneous correct answers. Garrison now with it after a Lady Bobcat turnover. She misses from left elbow. Cleaned up about her Walden. Walden with another bucket here.
A lot of times there for Clay County. We needed one right there.
We did. And when we need a timely one, a lot of times it's better Walden who provides it. Pickett County missing on a three-pointer. Here's an opportunity. Walden the rebound. Need a good shot here. Better going to make it happen from right block shot. Ooh, no good. Did not fall. Had a good look at it. Frustrating right there. Great job by Baylor getting the rebound and going coast to coast. Just couldn't finish on the bucket. And we see Tommy Wood finish on the bucket from right block. Let's stay on here during this timeout and wrap up this trivia. So, correct answer came in from Alicia Burns. She says Bella Ashlock. And that is the correct answer. Of course, that was Bella's sophomore campaign. She had missed a lot of that year, if you recall, had some muscle issues in her leg. It was really limited, but came back and played a huge role down the stretch on into what turned into a state tournament appearance. And, Bella just a great player. Her senior year last year ended at the Murphy Center state quarterfinal game against Moore County. So congratulations to Alicia Burns on that one. Linda Strong also ended up getting the right answer, but after Alicia got it, so Alicia will be receiving through the mail a free sub certificate and Enterhouses Sports Network sticker courtesy of Subway and local owners Greg and Melissa Brandon, whose sandwich artists are ready to take your order in person, online, or in the Subway app every day until 9 p.m. Eat fresh and refresh at Subway on the bypass in Salina.
Yeah, talking about Bella Ashlock, she's kind of like the current Lacey Wicks. You had two categories on that one, Doug. That's what she did. Most time, three or four.
Yeah, that's
steals, deflections.
you name it, pretty much she had it as far as a stat.
I saw her across the way on her, and she was on hand for this contest.
She's still
next
here.
To Hattie Buford earlier
she's
when I saw
her. She's in the end zone with her mother and sister right now.
That's what's special about this district tournament. You know, all the alumni come out, folks come in from out of town. You know, I always want to think about it when it comes to district tournament time. I think about Uncle Bill. He traveled all the way from Georgia to come to the district tournament year after year, and there's a lot of people that do that, Doug.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this is kind of a family reunion type time for a lot of people. They come just to see the kids is playing now.
And one opportunity for Emmy Lowe and Pickett County continuing to maintain this double-digit lead here. 4:42 mark of this third quarter. We're looking at a 51-36 score, 15 points the difference. Make it. Ooh, we'll start somebody. Not an and one. I thought she hit the bucket. She's shooting two. Low misses the first, something she does not do much. Hits the second.
Well, this whole Pete County thing don't miss many free throws, so.
They do not.
You know, they go the line, they knock most of them down.
Of course, third meeting of the year between these squads. We've talked a lot about that 51-39 game that took place in Joe Sims. Jim Garrison, three ball left side, no good. She has yet to make one here in the second half after hitting five in the first half. There may be some kind of a curse that the Lady Bobcats have against somebody hitting more than five triples against them in a contest. That's why we have so many different ladies tied with five bakes. Wiggs now comes up with a steal, gives to Walden. Baylor kicks over to Natalie. Natalie going to drive against Lowe. Kicks out to Lacey. Lacey a baseline drive. Kicks back to Natalie. Set shot, three-pointer right side. Had a good line. Fell short. Rebound Wiggs gives to E. Della going to drive all the way to the hoop. Working against Addie Lowe. Foul called against Addie. Della playing very aggressively tonight. Just doing a good job.
Yeah, good attack right there. Good rebound to keep it alive. And a good attack by Ella.
Yeah, and that's what you got to do. You know, you're down 16 at this point. You just got to be aggressive, take good shots, Doug. And if not, you're going to get fouled when you take it as strong as LAE just did. And we know how good she is at the free throw line.
No doubt.
You got to be strong with it right now. Like you said, you're just looking to tip it away. 4 points here, that way, you know, you can't get it all at once.
Ton of time left, quarter and a half.
Oh, yeah.
Sitting here with 12 minutes of game left. Of course, the big thing is Pickett just efficiently offensively, but now they have struggled here for them in this third quarter. Nicholas with it, backs out, kicks over to Wood. Wood hands off to Addie Lowe, baseline drive denied by Baylor Walden. Now a trap. Smith and Walden, she's able to pass out to Wood. Wood travels, taken away by Wicks. Clay County wanting to get back in this thing, doing all things right. Garrison now going to fire the three left side, no good. Cannot buy one here. Ella Eads keeps it alive, though. Gives it back out to Baylor Walden. Lady Dogs trailing here by 14, 52-38. Coach Walker now talking to his junior guard, who's right beside him on the court. Now she dribbles left wing.
A little pick and roll with her and Lacey Weeks here.
Ella works right. There's the roll. Can't get it to Weeks. Gives to Smith. Three ball in the corner. No good. Weeks. Over the back of Lowe, but Lowe maintains possession. She throws it away. Eddie Lowe, a rare mistake there. Throws it right to Natalie Smith. Smith to Eads. Eads to Walden. Baylor working against Andy Lowe. Drives inside. Comes back outside. Resets. Now she tries to drive again. Kicks to Garrison. Garrison works against Wood. Garrison to the block. Has it stripped by Tompkins, who slides on the floor. They let her get away with it. And I don't blame them. That was a good hustle play by Emma Tompkins there.
Yeah, it was. That'd be tough to call that on them.
Emmy Lowe missing a shot as she's knocked to the ground. And now Zoe Nicholas going to be fouled. You had Eads to the left, Weeks behind, and Garrison to the right. They're going to call it on Garrison. Zoe Nicholas at the line to shoot two. Pickett County working at the hoop to our right during this second half. Missed the free throw. Pickett's dying for us to climb back in this thing, but we can't capitalize.
Yeah, we're getting good looks. There's not going down. We just got to keep fighting and knock one down here.
Still a 14-point game. Nicholas with another free throw coming. It's away and good.
Yeah, just 6 points for Clay County. I mean, Pickett County so far here in this third quarter, guys. You know, that's as close as you're going to hold them to anything. I couldn't even get it out what I'm trying to say because they don't normally do that as Ella Eads scores again.
8-foot jumper outside. Now a 13-point game, 53-40. Clay's picket as good as anybody. Always play tough here against them. Foul being called against Clay. Did not play so well in Byrdstown back on January the 10th. Pickett County 73, Clay County 47. That was a tough pill to swallow up there that night.
Yep, I don't know how many times they missed. Not many up there that night. They made everything they shot.
They shot very well.
Yeah.
One, two, three, four. Had four ladies in double figures. Addie Lowe working towards double figures in this one. May already be there. She adds another bucket from the lane. Minute 45 and ticking, third quarter. Garrison with it to the free throw line. Kicks outside the wick. Swicks three ball. No good. Too strong. Rebound Zoe Nicholas. Nicholas quickly the other way. Now puts on the brakes. Minute 30 left in the third. Dishes off to Tompkins. Tompkins shot off the glass. No good. Rebound Wicks taken away by the older Tompkins, who kicks to Nicholas. Now low. Emmy Lowe, three ball left side. No good. Addie Lowe, the rebound. Put back. No good. Clark Kendall called for the foul. Can't give Pickett too many opportunities.
No.
And that, just not a lot of margin of error against them.
Well, usually if they get a second chance on their scoring. So you got to limit the second chance opportunities for them.
55-40, and another free throw missed on the front end of these two by Addie Lowe. We saw Emmy miss. Saw Zoe Nicholas miss some free throws here in the third quarter. And I can't help but say that that's uncharacteristic for sure. Second one away and good by Addie Lowe. Minute 15 left in the third quarter. 15-point ball game, no, a 16-point ball game. 56-40. Thomas Clay County has not had a lot of scoring themselves here in this third quarter happening.
No, just six so far for the Lady Dogs as they just can't get anything to go from the perimeter.
Addie Lowe working against Wicks, picks up the dribble, kicks to Emmy. Emmy set shot, three ball right side, no good. Rebound Lacey Wicks. Lacey going to dribble out of there. Blows past Emmy Lowe all the way to the rack, shot up and good. Offense, good. Defensive foul going to be called. Nice job by Lacey. Each official has a little bit of a different signal for that offensive foul, and I thought he called it for a minute.
Yeah. That was a pretty good call right there. She was kind of leaning back and didn't take that contact. Just a good call.
I really like that Lacey Wicks is, that's just something she's doing so much better now, attacking a defender at the block, going through that defender and around her. Completes the three-point play the old-fashioned way. Makes this a 13-point game, 56-43. Good to see Lacey hit that free throw, of course. 34% free throw shooter on the season. 20 seconds left in this third quarter. 56-43.
Even third quarter so far, you know, Clay County just couldn't take advantage of the opportunity, though.
Yeah.
Still
and
a 13-point lead.
Got some good looks, too, so they got to just keep battling.
Zoe Nicholas as the quarter draws nine. Scores from right block and draws the foul from Lacey Wicks.
No, they caught it on Halen.
Well,
on
I didn't Halen. Even see her around.
I
okay.
didn't either, but that's you said 11 we went over.
I think they announced it as her second. On the floor for Clay County, got Kalia Crawford, Ella Eads, Banner Walden, Helen Garrison, and Lacey Wicks. 2.4 seconds left on this third quarter clock. Third straight meeting between these two teams in the district title game. Clay County won in 23, Pickett County won in 24. And now, as we head into the fourth and final quarter here in 2025, it's Pickett County with a healthy 16-point lead, 59-43.
Winter could get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student-athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Welcome back to the Girls District 7A Championship here at Livingston Academy, where Pickett County
leads Clay County by 16, 59-43, headed into the fourth quarter. And here's your Lady Dog scoring summary brought to you by Solana Lumber Company. Haylen Garrison still leading the way for Clay County with 17. She scored them all in the first half. Ella Eads up to 16. Lacey Wicks has 5. Baylor Walden, 4. And Natalie Smith has 1. Zoe Nicholas, 26, leads all scorers for Piggy County. Emmy Lowe has 9. Addie Lowe, 9. Kaylee Tompkins, 2. Kylie Wood, 8. And Emma Tompkins, 5 for the Lady Bobcats, who lead the Lady Dogs 59-43. This Lady Dog scoring summary has been brought to you by Solana Lumber Company, serving you since 1962. Solana Lumber has been supplying local construction projects for over 6 decades and remains committed to their long-standing tradition of supporting the community. Solana Lumber, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
After being cold in the third, Garrison opens the fourth hot and sets a new single-game record against the Lady Bobcats with 6 made three-pointers. Broke that big tie we had between Ashley Turner, Taylor Strong, Glenda Scott, Katie Kerr, and Michelle Chambers, who all had 5 made three-pointers against them. Lacey Wicks, a steal. Comes down the other way, shot blocked by Katie Tompkins, but Clay County maintains possession. So after the Garrison three-pointer, we're back to a 13-point game. If we get another here, we're looking at 10, guys.
Yeah, now you're just playing 2-3-minute games right now to try to cut into that.
And on the inbound, Addie Lowe, the savvy defender, comes up with a steal. Piggott County in transition, as good as they are in the state of Tennessee, and Katie Tompkins gets the bucket from right block.
Well, when Nichols gets the ball in her hands, she can do so much. She just hard to think get her in open court. They're pretty much going to score.
Yeah, she's as good as they come. Single-A basketball for sure. Kalia Crawford making a big triple. Coach Walker, talking with him earlier today, mentioned the freshman and how he might give her some time tonight because of her ability outside shooting. She shot Willa Jellicoe the other night and now has a triple in this one. 61-49, 12-point game, fourth quarter, 6:42 left, far from done.
Yeah, I'm really impressed with Clay County, you know, kind of sticking with it, taking the shots here in the second half. But you got to get some stops, Doug, to cut into it.
That's the B right now. You got to have stops when you score.
Kaylee Tompkins, backdoor cut there, and that's what Pickett does so well. Garrison now works against Wood, drives to the left elbow, loses the handle, picked up by Walden. Baylor now drives right into the paint, kicks out to Wicks. Wicks, three-pointer right side, no good. Goes out of bounds. Lacey has been hitting at least one, if not more, three-pointers a game lately. Has not found her mark from three-land tonight. Someone who has is Zoe Nicholas, who drains another one.
Yeah.
She's playing as good as I've seen her play.
Well, this Piggott, my opinion, she's what makes them what they are. I know Emmy Lowe, a senior, plays really well, but Nichols is the one that really gets them going.
I agree. Wicks left wing, pick it back out to a 17-point lead, biggest of the night, 66-49. Foul called on the floor. And that's, golly, you know, we were sitting at 12 a minute ago, and it's only 5-point difference, but 12 and 17 feel so different.
Yeah, it does.
And that's what they do. You said it earlier in this one when it got to an 8-point game, Daniel. You know, once you get down 8 or 10 against these Lady Bobcats, it's just so hard to get past, you know, back to single digits, and Clay County hasn't been able to do it.
It is hard.
And they're just so good in transition, too. They get that ball on the floor quick and get good shots.
Ella Eads missing on the layup. Now Addie Lowe, wide open three right side, and guess what? She drains it. And just like that, Piggott County has blown the top off of Dover Vaughn Memorial Gymnasium with an onslaught, a barrage of scoring here in the fourth quarter, 69-49, 20 points the lead for Piggott.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Welcome back to the District 7A Girls Championship, being presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition, who remind parents to talk to their children about the consequences of marijuana. Piggott County on an 8-0 run here as Coach Matt Walker was forced to call a timeout. Lady Dogs down 20, Daniel.
On the 4-4 Clay County, Banner Walden, Ella Eve, Clea Crawford, Lacey Wicks, Natalie Smith. Walden loses the handle, Lindy Lowe comes up with the steal. Lowe against Eads in the paint, shot up, no good. Rebound Ella. Ella works it out to Natalie. Just under 5 minutes to play in this one. Of course, both of these teams going to have a home game coming up this Friday. As they host teams from District 8, we don't know the outcome of that contest, but we know it's Joe Burns Knowledge Academies in that consolation game in District 8.
Yeah, I've been checking it. They ain't updated that score.
Coach Walker sending in a new lineup here. Lila Birdwell, Brooklyn Scott, Jenna Thompson, Amy Carr checking in. Kalia Crawford stays on the floor with them. So 20-point differential, 4:43 left in this one in Pickett County. You know, Pickett don't take their foot off the gas much. They only have seven players. Yeah. As Brooklyn Scott scores on the inbound. They play six deep regularly. The only other one, a freshman, Victoria Pryor. So they'll play differently once the team subs, but you're still going to hear those starters out there.
Oh, yeah.
I say they play differently. I don't know.
Well, they're still going to look to run their offense, and if they get off any score, they're going to score.
Amy Lowe on the inside drive, shot up no good. And I do think that's what plays into some of the higher scoring games they have. Right now, they've got 69 is essentially subs have been inserted. And they're going to continue and probably get at least 10 more points in this game.
Oh, yeah, you'd think. And like I said, even if he subs, he's bringing a regular back in, and one girl don't play, and he's getting ready to sub them. So you will still have four of these regulars on the floor.
Yeah, of course, you know, that sixth girl, sophomore Emma Tompkins. She's a young player, like you said, a regular.
Yeah.
She's hurt us tonight during varsity play. So on the floor for Pickett. We've got Zoe Nicholas and Addie Lowe checking out. So that leaves Emma Tompkins, Victoria Pryor, Kaylee Tompkins, Callie Wood, and Amy Lowe. Lila Birdwell, right wing for Clay County, drives to the block, puts on the brakes, kicks out to Brooklyn Scott, who swings to Amy Carr, Carter Thompson, Thompson to Crawford. Now inside to Scott in the paint, shot up from 3 feet, good. 4 points now for Brooklyn Scott. I have talked about her offensive prowess all year when we've seen her come in. Does a good job on the low post down there. 3:45 left in this one. 71-53. And now Lowe going to put it under her arm right to the hoop, misses the layup. She has that, I like to call it a football move.
Yeah.
Has that football move as good as anybody. Emma Tompkins, Katie Tompkins, rather call for the foul. Yellow, she don't travel with it. You know, it's clean play, but she literally tucks it under her left arm and does a hop, skip, step with it. And it'll cover 10 feet with the ball under her left arm like a running back.
And you see a lot of you better players, boys, girls, all of it do that little move now.
And it's just that, protecting the ball, just like a running back for sure.
Because it's through the lane, through traffic when she does it.
Yeah, and Amy Lowe, her strength is what just makes her so good. So, you know, she can just muscle it in there, Daniel.
Yeah, no doubt. 3:23 left in this one. 71-53 the score, 18 points the difference. Clea Crawford with it, going to come across the timeline. Works against Emma Tompkins, gives to Lila Burble, Lila now. Drives all the way to the hoop, misses the shot off right side. Rebound, Kylie Wood. Wood ahead to Emma Tompkins. Emma Tompkins is going to press the issue. Her shot blocked by Amy Carr. Carr picks up the loose ball and now comes back the other way. Amy with it at left wing. Gives to Scott. Scott in the paint. Shot up good. 6 points now in a short amount of time for Brooklyn Scott. .245 left in this one. Three ball up by Pryor. No good. Rebound Lila Birdwell, who hands off to Carr. Carr to Scott. Scott going to drive inside. Puts on the brakes. Kicks back to Carr. Three ball up from Amy. Good. Sophomore Amy Carr with a nice shot. Now we've got Haley Roberts checking into the contest. Clea Crawford checking out. 71-58, 13-point game here, 2:23 left. So next action coming Friday night against either Knowledge Academies or Joe Burns at Joe Sims Gym, 7 o'clock tip. Of course, Clay County's boys in action tomorrow night against Piggott County. District 7A title game, and Piggott County's boys have been every bit as impressive as their girls have this year, Doug.
They have had one little hiccup in the district. You know, Gordonsville got them one time, but they're solid.
Foot race here between Birdville and Pryor, and Birdville is quicker. Cuts her off, but they say Birdville foul. So freshman Victoria Pryor, a fan favorite for the folks from Birdstown, goes to the free throw line. The only freshman on the squad. I don't know about the junior high girls program. You know, he's got seven players this year. He's graduating two of those. Only one freshman, so somebody's going to have to come.
They got a pretty solid girl, good-sized girl coming up, kind of similar to the low girl here.
Okay.
And she played that all-star game with Tyler. Pretty nice.
Emma Tompkins with a bucket off left wing. And as we mentioned, you get some of that razzle-dazzle we saw behind the back assist and things. And, you know, that's just starters against freshmen.
Yeah.
And,
covering
that again, that's out of necessity. That's not because Brent Smith's trying to run up a score. Not at all.
And it was actually a kind of a give-up play by Nicholas. You know, she was at the rim, could have scored, threw it behind the back over to Tompkins. Pleasure to watch, honestly.
When Coach Smith subs, he's still got four of his main girls out there because he only got seven, you know. So.
Well, I remember years ago, you know, I've said many times the best high school football team I ever laid eyes on was the 97 Telstar County Yellow Jackets. Well, they, you know, that's the year they beat Monterey 92-0 and all this stuff. They didn't try to. It wasn't that they tried to. They just, you know, you can't quit playing. Yeah. And even when they'd sub, they wouldn't throw the ball. Of course, they didn't much throw it anyway. They'd just run the ball. It just so happened they'd run touchdowns when they'd run. And, you know, it's part of it. Brooklyn Scott now on the inside misses the shot. She's fouled, though, going to go to the line.
Well, Brent Smith's got a seven-man football team, just like Rosedale County.
And they're solid. They do things well. He's got a good system, and they run it very well.
Brooklyn missing on the first two free throws. Scott on the season. 61.5% free throw shooter. He hit 8 of 13 coming into tonight. Hits the second one. 43.6 seconds left. The clock error. Now it starts. Piggott County trying to get freshman Victoria Pryor a shot here. Unable to do so. So Nicholas takes it to the hole. Her shot no good. Jenna Thompson gets the rebound. Nice job by the sophomore. Thompson now going to go to the rack with it. Spins the left block. Shot up. No good, but she's fouled by Eddie Lowe. Thompson, one that we have not seen a whole lot in recent games, but played quite a bit last year at times, played over here in the district 7A title game as a freshman. Used her to defend Zoe Nicholas, I believe. And, you know, Thompson, talented player in her own right, really good defender. Missed the first free throw there. Second one's away. Good. 20 seconds left in this one. Pick it up by 15. Make it 18. Victoria Pryor drains the three. Doug, the biggest cheer of the night for the freshman.
And I say it's a big bucket. I say she don't get many opportunities, even though Piggott's beat some teams pretty good. But
Piggott County, a solid win here tonight. But, hey, outstanding effort by these Clay County Lady Dogs, a 60-point effort by them. Unfortunately, Piggott County with 78. Lady Bobcats win. Stay with us for postgame awards and our postgame show.
Coming up, the Farm Bureau postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel and Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they are the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau, Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Stay tuned for a wrap-up of the Bulldogs game, including final stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, the announcement of the TDS top players from both the girls' and boys' games by play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong, and much more on the Farm Bureau Postgame Show. All coming up after word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Back here live on the Farm Bureau Postgame Show. Want to make sure that we cover these all-tournament teams that are about to be announced. We just saw the plaques handed out. Coach Smith giving the Coach's Award. All-tournament team from Clay County now being announced. Becker Walden going to come to the scorer's table and receive her plaque. Ella Eads. Also, being named to the All-District Tournament team.
And from Clay County, Haylen Garrison.
Now going to join her teammates. Already in the contest from prior, the consolation game, saw Mackenzie Heron from Gordonsville being named All-Tournament. And from Clark Range, Katie Hopkins and Lydia Phillips. Now Kylie Wood from Pickett County. Kaylee Tompkins, senior starter for the Lady Bobcats.
And Addie Lowe.
Going to come out and get her hardwire, the junior.
And Emmy Lowe.
Emmy Lowe. Now going to join. That means Zoe Nicholas going to be the district MVP. Rightfully so. We talked about what all she does for this Lady Bobcat team. And well, I'd like to have her, you know, on the squad. Coach Smith got her coming back next year, and what a treat that's going to be for him.
Yeah, and you know, you're looking at probably one of the better players, and we've had a lot of good ones in the Tri Lakes Conference. But you know, she started doing this stuff as a sophomore, Doug,
yeah.
And no doubt she had a great tournament.
League MVP. We already said that once,
yeah.
Mark, as a sophomore.
Yeah.
You know, just almost unheard of in this girls' district. We'll go ahead then here on the Farm Bureau Postgame Show and get into the Lady Dog wrap-up that's brought to us by Eco Panels of Tennessee. Final score here tonight, of course, Pickett County 78, Clay County 60. Lady Dogs fall to 14-13 on the year. Lady Bobcats jump up to 25-3. Let's talk about this one. It started with a bang, didn't it?
It sure did. I mean, you couldn't ask for any better, Doug. That first quarter, we couldn't keep up with it. Even Coach Sims was getting a little excited. It was back and forth, you know, as good as any game, boys or girls,
yeah,
you'll ever see. And it resulted with Pickett County leading by one, 23-22. And, you know, I was really impressed with the way the Lady Dogs matched the intensity of the Lady Bobcats early on.
Yeah, and that's what you have to do when you're playing a team like Pickett County the quality they are, you've got to match them. And they done an excellent job matching them that first quarter.
And then Haylen Garrison, of course, the big start for her. She knocked down two threes to open the second quarter, put Clay County up by three. And then Pickett County ripped off an 11-0 run at that point and then outscored Clay County 24-12 in that second period, Daniel. And that was pretty much the ball game.
Yeah, it was. And, you know, it's such a shame that all it takes to lose to this bunch is just one run. one run in a contest where they come up and get that double-digit lead, and, boy, it's almost impossible to come back from it. And that run can happen late. Last time it happened late. It was the fourth quarter in the regular season, second game that caught us, like you just said, second quarter in this one.
Yeah, and they've led by as many as 16 before Ella Eads knocked down a three right before the end of the first half. Made it a 13-point ball game. Yeah. Clay County still had an opportunity, came out, played really good defense there in the third, limited Pickett County really to 8 points and outscored them 9-8 before Nicholas finished that quarter with an and one to give them put their lead out to 16. But it was kind of a missed opportunity for the Lady Dogs right there.
It was, and during that stretch, and we got some great looks at the basket, and it just didn't go. And, you know, if you don't make shots when you get the opportunity with Pickett, then they make that run on you just like you're just talking about.
And they did, and then, you know, got it out to 20 at one time, and then we saw, you know, Coach Walker go to the bench. But it was pretty much you've got to score with this Pickett County team. Coach Sims talked about it from the get-go, Daniel. He said, hey, we just got to score some points. Sometimes it's that simple, yeah. And that's what it is against these Lady Bobcats.
It is, and a pretty good job of it with 60 points tonight. You know, sometimes
that's
you just got to go north of that. With Pickett County, and that's tough. It's just a tough thing to do.
It is. Emmy Lowe, the District 7A Tournament event. I'm sorry, Zoe Nicholas, the District 7A Tournament MVP, 29 in this one, guys, and only had three in that fourth quarter where basically none of the Lady Bobcats were trying to score. Other two in double figures, Emmy Lowe, 10, Andy Lowe, 12. I thought Ella Eads did a really good job on Emmy Lowe throughout this game, and, you know, defensively, you know, wasn't too bad outside of the huge night for Zoe Nicholas, and she just would not be denied, Doug.
Yeah, she reminds me a lot of Nolan.
Yeah,
you know,
that's right.
She's out there and feels nobody can guard her. And that's why she plays. She's done that as a freshman and as a sophomore. She's just an excellent player, and as I said, I feel she's one that makes them click, even though Lowe's your senior leader, does a lot of stuff for you. They just feed so much off Nicholas.
They sure do. And then they had some others chip in. Kaylee Tompkins with 6, Kylie Wood with 8, Emma Tompkins with 9. So, you know, when you get that kind of support, plus Victoria Pryor knocking down a 3 there in the fourth to add to it, you know, you just really don't have a chance, do you?
No, that's what you call fired on all cylinders.
It is. For Clay County, Emmy Carr 3, Brooklyn Scott 7, Clea Crawford 3, Jenna Thompson 1, Natalie Smith 1, Baylor Walden 4 points tonight, Lacey Wicks had 5. We know what Halen Garrison did in that first half. She ended up with 6 threes to break her record against Pickett County, 20 points in this ball game. And then Ella Eads was 16, guys. And up next, I guess we roll right into the TDS top performer. I think you've got to go with your most senior leader, not your senior, but your senior leader in Ella Eads. 16 points tonight, but she kind of did it on both ends. When Clay County had a chance in this one, guys, it was about the defense against Emmy Lowe and Ella Eads knocking down some big shots. Don't get me wrong, Garrison kept us in it early on, but I really think throughout this ballgame, Ella Eads made some shots that we had to have to stay in it, Doug.
Oh, yeah, just good solid play. And Ella, well, the whole group's been playing great lately, you know, the whole group. But now I'm with you. I think Ella really meant a lot to the team tonight with some of the little things she's done that really don't show up in the stat sheet sometimes.
Right.
But just a good solid night.
And back-to-back games for her. She's the most consistent player on this Lady Bulldog team, night in and night out. She's the leading scorer when it comes to average. And, you know, she's been around that 16, 17-point mark here in the postseason, Daniel, and just the go-to gal.
Yeah, you know, you made the comment earlier in, I guess, the second quarter action, maybe even first, about Coach Smith bragging on his guards, Emmy Lowe and Zoe Nicholas, called them two of the best in the state. And I said, hey, we got one to try there with them. And I firmly 100% believe that. She played aggressively tonight, talked about her taking it to the hole. And, yeah, she can make all the shots, too. Inside and out, great ball handler. She can run the point if she needs to do that. Can play the shooting guard. Just a well-rounded player. Only a junior, going to continue to see her grow. Saw her play huge as a starter, as a sophomore last year in the state quarterfinal. So when she comes back into Dover Memorial Gymnasium, in these big moments. They ain't as big because she's been there and she's done it, while some of her teammates are really doing this for the first time.
Yeah,
she's not. She's our anchor as far as that part goes. We know we're always going to get consistency from Ella Eads, and it's always excellent, always excellent. Tonight's TDS top performer, Ella Eads, brought to you by TDS Disposal. They serve all of your waste management needs and are proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. Well, it was a fun one. I'll say that. A loss here against Piggy County, but I think we saw the girls play better even than we did against Clark Range in the semifinal game. I think that's what they need to go back and remember about this. You know, I told Ella Eads in the hallway day at school, hey, look, the pressure's on Piggy County. They're the number one team. They're the defending state champs. They're 24-3, blah, 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 blah. Just go play ball, get better, have fun. This ain't elimination, you know.
And I think Clay County did that tonight, Doug.
Yeah.
Again, that's the best we've seen them play in that first half, that first quarter especially. You've got to remember, guys, this is a defending state champs.
Yeah.
And you know, they lost three ball games to teams they'll never see again. I think that's right.
Yeah, two of them 4A, the other a double. Yeah.
And, you know, on their way back.
Yeah.
But Clay County can get there, too. By beating Clark Range in that semifinal game, they don't have to beat Piggott County right now. We just need to meet them again in that region title game.
The
play they had tonight will win the majority of the games they got left.
You got that right.
You know, I mean, that's where they're at. That's what you got to take into the rest of it. You know, Piggott County, we don't have to beat them any.
Mm-hmm.
That's
right.
To get where we need to be.
Well, there'll be somebody, and hopefully we're out there to find out ourselves. There'll be somebody of the eight at the Murphy Center coming up in a couple weeks that the way we played tonight, we beat several that's going to be down there.
Oh, yeah.
And that's just the way it is. We know that. Girls just need to know that, too, and keep it on rolling come Friday night when they host at Joe Sims Gym, 7 o'clock tip, either Knowledge Academies or Joe Burns. We don't know who the winner of that is. Probably won't know till Friday morning. We don't ever find that out from District 8.
Joe Burns beat Knowledge 66-35.
So we got Joe Burns.
We'll have Joe
and
Burns.
Their mighty 3-19 record. Don't take nothing for granted, though. We have been eliminated in region quarter action at home before in boys action. So got to show up to play Friday night against the Joe Burns Lady Red Devils.
That's no doubt. Did we talk about TDS, or did we forget again?
Did I give the tagline? We gave it.
Okay,
yeah.
May have.
I tell you what,
I might have forgot making Bank and Trust at halftime. I'm not sure. I was kind of excited.
Well, TDS Disposal, you know, they're the ones that always bring us that top performer, and they support all of Clay County's athletes and their cheerleaders. They serve all of your waste management needs, just in case we did forget it. Hey, boys, we ain't got to wait till Friday for basketball, though. Tomorrow night, we're back here.
That's right.
Boys action.
Another big one.
District 7A title against Piggott County. I think there might be a few people on hand to watch it.
There could be. This gym was
crowded.
It was pretty full here tonight. But I expect it to be at a fever pitch tomorrow night.
Oh, man.
Because it doesn't matter. It's title game plus Piggott County, Clay County boys.
It's what it's supposed to be. We've got to drive about 18 miles to get here. They got to drive about that same amount. Nobody's going to be left inside in Birdstown. It's going to be fun. Well, folks, we are glad that you tuned in and listened to us. Hated it was audio only. That's what the WSAA is doing, though, not ours. We appreciate our sponsors for making all this happen and you guys for tuning in and listening. For Joe Sims, Doug Strong, and Thomas Weaver, I'm Daniel Strong. We'll see you tomorrow night.